It is my pleasure to welcome in my special guests this morning, and that is Megan Mattson. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning.
We thought we would kick things off on our Party Line show on this Wednesday to, first and foremost, let's talk a little bit about the Mattson family. Tell us a little bit about you and Eric and your two beautiful daughters.
Well, Eric and I met 9 years ago. He actually, funny story, he pulled me over, and that's how we met. Everybody thinks that's super hilarious.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, and then we got engaged February 4th in 2012 in Cancun. We had our first daughter, Audrina, in June of 2012. And then we got married 2 years later on February 4th, again in Cancun. We had our second daughter, Macklin, in 2014. And now we're just living life.
Living life. And Megan, you talk about those funny circumstances, and I'm sure those helped bring you through this whole episode.
Yes.
Let's give our listeners a condition update. How is Eric doing?
Well, Eric is stable, but he is also in the ICU. He wakes up. He makes eye contact with us. He is awesome by responding to yes and no questions with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Very helpful. And then he is breathing on his own with the trach from just oxygen. So they're hoping to maybe close off his trach and we can start working on his vocals this weekend.
And I know the doctors have a plan there, and they're taking it step by step, Megan, correct?
Yeah, it's day to day. I mean, one day is good, one day is bad. There's no initial goals right now.
And I know we've gotten calls here at the radio station, and I'm sure you have received calls and a lot of support, not only around the Freeborn area, but with Seek, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But if there is an address that we can give out, Megan, for those folks that would like to just send a card where would they send that to, Megan?
They can actually send it to our personal address, which is 301 Second Avenue in Freeborn, Minnesota, 56032.
56032. And I know you're more of a private person. Eric is outgoing, obviously, on the Freeborn Fire Department. He's on the city council. He's with the Waseca DARE program, amongst others. And I know that you never imagined all of the support, not only from the Waseca area, the Freeborn area, Freeborn County, and Albert Lea. And I thought we'd give you this opportunity. I know you were in town for the prayer service out at Crossroads Community Church with the Church Hope. But we thought your first media attention here on Kate Radio, we'd give you the airwaves, and you can say what you would like, Megan.
Yes. All right. So as every family has a story, I guess you can welcome to ours. We call it Mattson Strong. What I'm finding out about Eric's story, it hasn't just impacted our small southern Minnesota community, but it's also across the state of Minnesota and even across our nation. The outpour of support is so amazing. Like, it doesn't go unnoticed. It's so incredible. And I want to thank each and every small business, nurses, doctors, law enforcement, each community member, family, friends, everything you guys are doing, all of the blue lights that are on your small businesses and houses. I just love when I come home for a couple days seeing that. It really, like, warms my heart. I also want to take a moment to thank God. For everything he has done. Sometimes we have to experience things we don't understand just so God can bring us to the place where he needs us to be. Never doubt a season that he has for you. I know this is a rough one for us right now, but we will get through this with the Lord, and all of your guys' prayers, please keep them coming. It is showing progress in Eric each day. Our life is so blessed with some of the most amazing people. I mean, that's each and every one of you right now that are listening. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
And Megan, as you are aware, with your two young daughters, they've always told you is it takes a village to raise a child. And now this village, community, statewide, nationwide, is putting their arms around the Mattson family, making it Mattson strong, and we will get through this.
We will. I think this is a movement for all law enforcement. This isn't just, you know, solely about Eric, but I hope this really changes the world in some aspect for all of the police officers, and it is amazing.
Our prayers, Megan, to you, your family, Mattson Strong, continue to fight the battle, and we'll continue to give folks the progress and all of the fundraising efforts that are going on in Albert Lea and Freeborn County, and those also in Waseca. As you say, it's a large community. It's law enforcement, EMTs, doctors, nurses. It's just not about the Mattson family, but the extended family, statewide, nationwide, and a little closer to home as well.
Yes.
Megan, I thank you so much for joining us this morning. Take care of yourself as well. Take care of those beautiful daughters of yours, and we'll stay Mattson strong.
Thank you.
That's Megan Mattson, wife of Officer Eric Mattson, on our Party Line Wednesday.